It's time for Chris and Doc's Brain Squeeze on 101.9 KTWB.
It is 7:18. Good morning. It is time for your Brain Squeeze question. Here it is.
All right, please, please.
Americans throw away 700,000 tons of these each year. That's 1.4 million thousand pounds. I don't know what that is.
Technically, you're right. Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It sounds funny when you say
well,
it that
no, I'm
way.
Not. There's another. I don't know. Whatever.
Clear skies this morning. We're at 58. High today of 75 under mostly sunny skies.
1.4 trillion pounds.
Right.
That's what that is.
I knew what you meant.
Trillion pounds. What do you think?
Pizza boxes.
Pizza boxes.
Not pizza
boxes. You know what I miss? The pizzas that come in the bag and then the heat makes the bag puff up.
The old paper bags used to slide in with the Barbie doll picnic table in the middle so it didn't stick to the...
I'm pre-Barbie doll picnic tables, Stephen.
Oh, no. This goes back to...
No, it doesn't.
My younger days. Dar's Pizza over in Pipestone.
Hi, good morning. What do you think?
Paper plates?
No, not paper plates. Nope. Good guess, though. We throw away a lot of paper plates.
We wash them.
Because the heat would hold the thing up. You didn't need the...
Well, no, you did because then if the bag went down, the cheese would stick to the...
Hi, good morning.
Up.
What do you think?
Newspaper ads.
No, that's not it. Good guess.
Just the ads?
Not newspaper. That's a good guess, though. Newspapers. Is a good guess.
Yeah.
It's not newspaper. Hi, good morning. What do you think?
Potatoes.
Nope. I like that answer,
that's
though.
Kind of like yesterday, bananas came up.
That's not it. Rotten bananas, not potatoes. Hi, good morning. What do you think?
Water bottles.
Oh, good answer. Guess.
No, that's not it.
You should be recycling those.
Let's go one more. Hi, what do you think?
Is it telephone books?
It is telephone books.
Is
that's
the right
exactly
answer.
Right. Who's this?
This is Patty.
Patty, yeah, we throw away 700,000 tons of phone books every year. Do you use your phone book at all?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, not much. A little bit.
Got to discipline them kids somehow.
You know, I was thinking, man, since the internet, we throw away a lot of phone books. And I was thinking... Threw away a lot of phone books 20 years ago, too.
Right. You get
we just
every
used
year.
Them for a year and then threw them out. Hold on a second. You're a winner. We're going to have a new Brain Squeeze question tomorrow at 7:20.
The Chris and Doc Show on 101.9 KTWB.
So there's the genuine original.
Sorry, the timing on that was really bad. 101.9 KTWB.
7:38. Good morning. It is the Chris and Doc Show.
Tell you what, that's how you know this show is live.
That's true. That's true. If it weren't, we would have edited out all the coughing,
but no, I can't do that when you're live.
That's true.
Clear skies this morning. 58 is where we sit. 75 for the high today under mostly sunny skies.
We were talking earlier this morning. There is a new treatment for phobias. If you suffer from phobias, if you're afraid of spiders or flying or
snakes or
DJs, whatever it is, help could soon be on its way. Scientists in Japan have found that the local anesthetic lidocaine, the stuff they inject into your mouth at the dentist,
if injected somewhere else,
it can switch off your feelings of fear when it's injected directly into your brain.
I'll stick with the fear.
I think so.
What
if you brought up a good point. What if your fear is needles?
Yeah, that's the last thing I want. Oh, time for another injection. No!
Right into your brain, though.
Uh-huh. Do they knock you out and then do it?
I don't know. Do they go...
You need a drill.
Push hard. Or they just go through your nose, right up through the nose with like an 8-inch needle.
Okay, see, I don't have phobias, but now suddenly I do.
336-109, what's your weird phobia?
The Chris and Doc.
Hi, KTWB, what's your weird phobia?
Toilets.
You're afraid of toilets?
Yes.
Like public restrooms or toilets
it
in...
It doesn't matter.
No,
in general. I lived in a house. I had two bathrooms. And one of my bathrooms had a black toilet. It was called a back flush one. And since I couldn't actually see down in the toilet, I refused to use it.
Were you afraid something was going to grab you?
Yes.
Did anything ever grab you?
Not yet.
You've just walked into a funny farm.
The Genuine country original.
101.9 KTWB.
7:48. Good morning. It is the Chris and Doc Show.
Sunny skies this morning. A little cooler now. 53. We'll still see a high today of 75.
This hour of the Chris and Doc Show is brought to you by Joey's Seafood and Grill.
Good day to hit the patio, and it's open now at Joey's. Stop by Monday through Friday for their happy hours. Twofers from 3 to 6 on beer, wine, and Joey's famous cocktails and appetizer specials, too. Joey's Seafood and Grill, 57th and Western in the Bridges Plaza.
If you get Novocaine shot directly into your brain, you won't be afraid of things.
So say scientists, who obviously have way too much free time on their hands.
Hey, yes, I'm from the Science Center. Can we inject some stuff into your brain and see what it does?
How much?
I'll give you $15 and a coupon.
Here's the question. The people that they're using this study on obviously have no fear.
Apparently not.
So how do they know they're curing a phobia?
336-1019. Hi, KTWB. Do you have any weird phobias?
Well, I didn't think I did till I got my first MRI. They put me in that little tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, let me out of here.
Did you just find out that day that you were claustrophobic?
Oh, yeah. But I did make it through then about 2 hours later. But
yeah.
I had to go get a couple more. I had to have two of them. And at the end of the next week, oh, man, I had to have some medicine. Kind of la-la-la-land.
That's a bad time to find out you're claustrophobic. You're kind of in a too-late situation.
That's what she says. She says, to tell you the truth, it's like $3,000. You go in here, buddy, and if you back out, the test is over. But
you still get billed.
While you operate, we're going to collect their money. So I kind of cowboyed up there, and I did make it, but... But, I mean, I'm 6'6" and kind of big. I mean, I'm not real fat. I'm fat. I'm getting old. But, I mean, I say I'm like 240 or 245.
They didn't have to spray the sides of the MRI machine with Pam or anything, did they?
No, I kind of slipped through there all right. But.
Did it make a noise when they pulled you back out like this?
The Chris and Doc Show on 101.9.
Hi, KTWB. Do you have any weird phobias?
Yeah. Well... You know that one lady who was, like, afraid of the toilet or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was watching this, like, I don't even know what it was. I think it was America's Funniest Home Videos or something like that. And this little boy sat on the toilet, and then, like, he got up, and then there was a snake in the toilet.
Good morning from the Chris and Doc Show.
The Chris and Doc Show.
They seem so in love.
On 101.9 KTWB.
This could very well be the stupidest person on the face of the earth.
8:03, good morning. It is the Chris and Doc Show.
You got that right. Sunshine this morning, 53 now, 75 for that high later on today.
Spreading phobia and fear across the Sioux Empire. It is the Chris and Doc Show.
We mean that in a good way. We're just talking about it.
Here's the thing. We're talking about things that are freaking people out, and the solution is a needle to your brain. So it really doesn't get much better. Go to Facebook and join in the conversation. Some great answers there. Facebook.com/KTWBFM.
101.9 KTWB.
Hi, KTWB. Do you have any weird phobias?
Yeah, I do. Well, when I was little, we always used to go camping with my grandpa and my Uncle Doug. And we caught a fish, and they held the fish in my face to the point where I was bawling. And that night, I had nightmares up to Wazook, and I was, like, screaming bloody murder, get him away, get him away. And since then, I haven't been able to, like, be around fish, but I'm slowly getting over it. But it's just kind of weird hearing a fish phobia.
Hey, we're going out for lunch today. Would you like to join us? We're going to Red Lobster.
You're so funny.
Do you eat seafood?
No. Like, I can handle fish sticks if they're, like, the frozen ones, but...
But not fish-shaped.
No, that's weird when you see them on movies where they still have the head and it's just... Blah.
The Genuine Country Original.
101.9 KTWB.
8:19, good morning. It is the Chris and Doc Show.
Sunny out there, 53 is where we sit now. We're going to see a high later today of 75.
Talking about phobias, if you go to our Facebook page, you can weigh in on your odd phobia. They've discovered that if they inject your brain with lidocaine directly into your brain...
I'm assuming a specific spot.
You would hope so.
But yeah, it takes away your phobias for
the duration of the... Lidocaine.
So if you're scared of something you come across every day, you'd have to go in like every 15 minutes for your...
Like a diabetic, you could have a little lidocaine pump right on your hip.
Checking out our Facebook page, and you can weigh in, too, if you go to facebook.com/KTWBFM. What are your phobias? This is my favorite. My biggest fear would be having lidocaine injected directly into my brain. Otherwise, snakes. Now, wait, there's more. And this is where it gets good. Like, I see a snake and run into the house and lock the door. Totally irrational, as snakes can't open doors.
You don't have to lock it, probably.
I appreciate that she recognizes the irrationality.
That's a good point. You don't have to lock the door on the snake, probably.
How about this one? Birds.
I can see that.
Seriously hate birds. Give me a mouse or snake any day, I'll just jump on a chair. With a bird, there's nowhere to hide.
336-109. Hi, KTWB. Do you have a weird phobia?
I have an intense fear of throwing up.
Oh.
Like, I would rather lay on the couch for a week feeling sick than throw up and feel better.
What? Where does this stem from? What do you think? What? Let's get inside your psyche here.
I really don't know. I know that, like, if I can't be around anybody at parties who look like they're annihilated and are going to throw up. If I see somebody like that, I steer myself in the opposite direction. Mm-hmm. I don't go in bar bathrooms after midnight.
Oh, me
because
either.
Likely you'll see somebody in there throwing up.
Yeah.
And
so it's not just you throwing up, it's throwing up in general.
It's throwing up in general. I cannot be around it. I can't see somebody throwing up, and I can definitely not do it myself.
Does it the same thing if you hear somebody just go?
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
You
the worst
are
part about
me.
It is I'm a nurse.
Oh, no. Really?
Wow.
Has that ever caused you to not perform your job well?
Well, I'm usually the runner in the situation. If I go,
if somebody
I would say
pukes,
I'm the runner
running.
In the situation. If I'm in a room and somebody's throwing up, I'm like, hey, I'll run and get a basin. I'll run and get some towels. Hey, let me run and get some medication.
I'll run to Subway and get lunch.
Chris and Doc Show. KTWB.